Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Right, so tell me, Penny, what happened next?
Well, Sam, it was horrible. Suddenly all the lights went out.
No.
Yeah. And to be honest, I was really frightened.
So then what happened?
Well, the problem was the emergency lights didn't come on. So it was pitch black, and then there was this terrible crashing noise.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, it was awful. The lights then did come on, and all I could see was a mess everywhere. There was a waiter lying on the floor groaning, and Kathy was, well, she was lying there like she was dead.
Oh, my God. Was she all right?
Yeah. The waiter was taken to see some medic, and then the entertainment manager took Kathy and I to see the doctor. And she was fine. Well, apart from a huge bump on her head.
Gosh, what a terrible thing to happen.
Hello, ladies. Do you mind if I join you?
Yes, I do.
So, how are you, Penny?
Okay.
And who's this?
A friend.
So, have you seen Sarah?
No. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Harry, why are you here?
Well, you know how I like the island. It's lovely to come back and see old friends.
Ah, here you are. And who's this?
Oh, this is...
I'm Harry, Penny's friend from London.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, Harry was just about to go.
No, I wasn't. We've got to have a chat first.
No, I don't think so. You were just leaving, right?
Look, mate, what's your problem?
You seem to be the problem, Harry.
Hang on, I'm just here for a friendly drink.
But let's face it, you weren't invited.
You, mate, have got it all wrong. I've known Penny for ages.
Well, you, mate, are not a friend.
Look, Penny, I'll see you later. I don't like the company you keep now.
Listen, idiot, leave Penny alone. Get back to London and stay there.
Oh, come on, I've come all this way to see Penny. I don't mean any harm.
Get lost. You're an absolute prat.
You're just a joke. You're your big mouth.
Do you wanna...
Oh, Andrew, leave him. Just leave him alone. Just go away, Harry. We're all going to get thrown out of here in a minute.
Okay, I'll go, but not because your pet bulldog.
Right.
Don't. He's just not worth it.
Bye, Penny.
Who the hell was that?
That was Harry. But if I have my own way, he won't be around for much longer.
Excuse me.
Hey, yes, what can I do for you?
Is Penny in today?
She'll be in later.
Do you know what time?
I think it's about 2 o'clock.
Oh, right. Thanks. I'll come back later.
Jim, what did that lady want?
She wanted to know if Penny was in.
And what did you tell her?
I told her I thought she was coming too. Why?
Well, you know who that was, don't you?
Oh, I knew she looked familiar. She's Mike's sister, isn't she?
Yes. OK, Jim, do me a favour. When she comes back, let me know, OK?
Yes, of course.
I don't know why she wants to see Penny, but I just hope she doesn't want to make trouble.
Hi, Jim. Do you know where Debbie wants me to go?
Yeah, she said you're going to household.
OK, I'll see you later then. Oh, I'm not working with Tina, am I?
No, she's not in today. I think Jane's with you.
Oh, that's all right. OK, I'll see you later.
Penny?
Yeah?
Are you OK?
Yeah, I'm fine. Actually, in a way, it's nice to be back.
Look, look here. You can see part of it's missing.
Oh, yes. Oh, I am sorry. Shall I get you another one?
Only if you've got one in the same colour.
OK, well, if you don't mind waiting, I'll go and have a quick look.
OK.
Penny, have you got a minute?
No, sorry, I'm with a customer.
It won't be a minute.
I'm sorry, Connie, I can't talk now. Ah, here you are. I do apologise, the other one was damaged.
No problem, and thanks for your help.
That's all right. So, who's next?
I am. I want this, please.
Are you paying by card?
Yes. Penny, can we meet up at some point?
Well, I don't know, Connie. I am very busy.
I don't mean now. I mean after work sometime.
Oh, well, right, here's your receipt.
Thanks. Now, what about meeting after work tonight? Say 5:30?
I don't know. Who's next, please?
I am, excuse me.
Penny, I'll come back at 5:30.
Oh, OK. Sorry, is this yours?
Yes, and this. In fact, I was wondering if you had another one in red.
See you later, Penny. I'll see you at 5:30.
Jim, did Connie come back?
I don't think so.
So is Penny still here?
No, I think she's left.
Oh, that's a shame. I wanted to have a word with her.
OK, come on in, Penny. Please, take a seat.
Ah, Penny, you're home. Oh, sorry, I didn't know you'd asked a friend round. I'll disappear.
No, you don't have to. This is Connie, Mike's sister. She's just come round for a quick chat.
Oh, hi, I'm Kathy.
Oh, yes, Penny said you had a lodger.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, Connie, what did you want to talk about?
What I want to know is, what's going on?
How do you mean?
Well, I've come all the way from Europe on a surprise visit to find my brother's been arrested, his daughter has disappeared and his wife is in hospital.
Is she?
Yes, she's in St Mary's. So what's going on, Penny? I heard you were pretty friendly with Mike, so you must know.
Well, he was just a friend from work.
Oh, I thought it was a bit more than that.
What are you saying?
Well, I started to ask around, and you know what people are like down here. They love to talk, and from what I hear, you were more than just friendly with Mike.
What's it got to do with you?
My brother has been arrested, and I want to know who caused this mess.
Well, don't look at Penny.
I'll look at anyone I like. Mike's family has fallen apart, and I want to know why.
Well, leave Penny out of it. Take a look at your brother. He was no saint.
My brother has been arrested for something he did not do.
Well, that's what we all hope.
How dare you say that?
Well, I'm just saying. We don't know, do we?
Oh, for goodness sake. What about a person is innocent before being proved guilty?
Well, what about it?
Look, I'm telling you, my brother is innocent, OK?
Yeah, OK.
Kathy, what about you? What do you think?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.